AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Jeffrey Epstein's ex-girlfriend refused to answer questions after appearing through video before a House committee. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
From the federal prison camp where she's serving a sex trafficking sentence, Ghislaine Maxwell pleaded the fifth during what was to be a deposition with Chairman James Comer's House Oversight Committee.
This obviously is very disappointing. We had many questions to ask about the crime she and Epstein committed, as well as questions about potential co-conspirators.
Maxwell's trying to have her conviction overturned, and her lawyer says she'd be willing to testify that neither Presidents Trump nor Clinton were culpable for wrongdoing in their relationships with Epstein. Democrats like Melanie Stansberry say Maxwell's sending a clear signal to the president in hopes he ends her prison term.
She is trying to buy her clemency.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Buckingham Palace's King Charles will support UK police, assessing reports that the former Prince Andrew gave confidential information to Jeffrey Epstein. Chloe Kim and other American snowboarders preparing to compete at the Winter Olympics in Italy have not been daunted by President Trump's bashing of a teammate for saying he didn't back the president's crackdown on immigrants.
I'm really proud to represent the United States. The U.S. has given my family and I so much opportunity, but I also think that we are allowed to voice our opinions on what's going on, and I think that we need to lead with love and compassion.
Kim called for unity. The president called American freestyle skier Hunter Hess a loser on social media after the athlete said he didn't feel represented by what was happening back home. The search for the 84-year-old mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie enters its second week, and a reported ransom deadline is drawing near. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The world's biggest social media companies are facing several landmark trials
that seek to hold them responsible for harms to children who use their platforms. Opening arguments for the first one in Los Angeles County Superior Court begin this week. Instagram parent company Meta and Google's YouTube will face claims that their platforms deliberately addict and harm children. TikTok and Snap, which were originally named in the lawsuit, settled for an undisclosed amount. This case is the first time the companies will argue their cases before a jury, and the outcome could have profound effects on their businesses and how they handle children using their platforms moving forward. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A trial focused on whether Meta misrepresented the safety of its platforms when it comes to the dangers of child sexual exploitation is set to start in New Mexico. Meta denies the allegations and says prosecutors are taking a sensationalist approach. The trial is likely to highlight explicit online content and its effects. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.